Lakuta Sicha is Chelik Yud, the Sicha on Chanukah, a summary of the Sicha. The Gemara tells a story about Chanukah, explaining the reason for Chanukah, and makes it all about the miracle of the oil, almost doesn't mention anything about the war at all, and says, and therefore they established Chanukah as days of Hallel V'Hoidah, days of thanksgiving and saying Hallel. The Torah therefore writes that when one makes meals to celebrate Chanukah, those are not considered to be a Sudas Mitzvah. They were that those are optional meals, because the celebration of Chanukah was about Hallel V'Hoidah, not about making meals. Whereas, according to the Rambam, writes the Marshal, that the Rambam holds that making Sudas on Chanukah is a Sudas Mitzvah. So, how is it that the Rambam would consider something to be a reason, a Suda to be a Mitzvah, if the Gemara doesn't talk about such a celebration? The Gemara only mentions that it's a celebration of Hallel V'Hoidah. Another difference in the Rambam, between the Rambam and the Gemara, is that the Gemara makes it about the oil, as I mentioned before, not about the celebration of the war, whereas the Rambam also brings the celebration of the war and the victory of the war, and that the Yidden was saved from the Yevonim, from the Greeks, and therefore there is a celebration of Chanukah. So how is it that the Rambam finds a new reason for the celebration of Chanukah, which the Gemara doesn't talk about? So the first thing we have to deal with really is, what is the reason that the Gemara doesn't talk about the celebration of the war? How is it that there was such a great miracle, which would seem to be the main miracle of Chanukah, that the Yidden, the whole nation of Israel, was saved from the Greeks, and the story of the oil was a detail in the service of the Beis Hamikdash and so on? As great a miracle as it is, it doesn't seem to rise to the magnitude, at least in terms of how it related to the rest of the Jewish people, as the war. The war should be the main central miracle. And because of this great question, the Rambam holds that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that the miracle of the war wasn't what Chanukah was about. The Rambam sees the Gemara as saying, what is the reason that Chanukah was celebrated as a day of Hallel? To this, the answer is, it was because of the miracle of the oil. But of course, Chanukah was established over the miracle of the war, primarily, but that's not what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is addressing the issue of Hallel. To that, the answer is, it's about the oil. So in other words, what's happening is, the Rambam sees the Gemara as separating the two miracles, the two events of Chanukah, into two ways of celebrating Chanukah. There was the miracle of the war. To this, the celebration is the Sudas and Simcha and so on. And then in addition to that, the miracle of the oil, to that, the celebration is Hallel. That's why the Rambam says Hallel the Simcha, that it has both elements to it, coming from the two different events that happened on Chanukah, led to do different types of celebrations. And we see that the Rambam separates the two events into two separate halachas, because each one serves a different purpose, led to a different halacha. Of course, the Rambam didn't make this up on his own. Even if the Gemara doesn't say it, where does he know it from? He relies on things like Al HaNisim, where clearly it talks about the war at great length, and other Midrashim of Chanukah, which also mention all these things. What is the reason that the celebration of the war is celebrated through meals, and the celebration of the oil is celebrated through Hallel V'Hoidah? Simple, because the celebration of the war was a material victory for the Jewish people, in which they physically benefited. Therefore, the celebration of that is done through physical means, like eating a meal and so on. The celebration of the Chanukah was a spiritual celebration, and therefore it's celebrated through Hallel V'Hoidah. Now, it would seem that there's another Rishon, the Mordechai, that agrees to the Rambam in separating the two elements of Hanukkah, the two elements of the celebration of Hanukkah, into two different events that happened on Hanukkah. The Mordechai writes that the celebration of Yom Tov of Hanukkah was because of the Chanukah Samizbeach, that they were able to renew the Beis Hamikdash. That in itself was a great miracle and celebration, and for that they established a Simcha or Yom Tov. And the celebration of the miracle of the oil was for that they made Halal V'Hidah. So the Mordechai seems to separate it, however slightly differently than the Rambam. The Rambam makes it about the war. He makes it about the focuses of the renewal of the Beis Hamikdash, but it's the same general concept. And the Rambam is alone in this when it comes to the Amudei Hayra, which means the main, the foundation of Poskim in the times of the Rishonim, which the Beis Yosef considers to be the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh. And it's only the Rambam that makes this separation and makes the celebration of Sudas into an important part of Hanukkah or a mitzvah of Hanukkah. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there is no mitzvah of a Suda because the Rif and the Rosh do not mention anything about it, and they just talk about it in the same terms as the Gemara.